See that swim, a new American record. How does it feel?
It feels really good. I just want to go out. You know, I think going out, I, for some reason, come home well. You know, I'm not trying to build speed going in, so I just kind of went for it, and it worked out well.
Mm-hmm. How important is having those, especially when you have an event like the 50 fly and right before this, how important is having those prelim swimmers to kind of take the burden off of it?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are just as deserving as all of us here. They got us into the final. You know, 50% of our relay is from the morning, so we need those guys just as much as we need the night swimmers, and they deserve a lot more credit than they get.
What did that mean to see an American record in an event like the 100 free for you?
It feels good. You know, that's 7/10 faster than it was at trials, so I'm excited. You know, like I said, anytime I meet you, you always find new ways to go faster in an event and just experience along the way, so yeah. It's good.
So you've actually had two American records tonight, one of them.
Oh, the 50 was a...
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It's too old.
I wasn't sure. I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, so what's your mindset? Physically, is it mentally, you're just prepared, ready to go?
You know, a lot of these meets, you got to be on top of your game, both mentally and physically, all of Team USA. That's why we go to camp, to get everyone in the correct mindset to do our best for the U.S., and it's a collective effort, and it's a group, it's teamwork here. So, yeah.
Do you feel like kind of leading your team to gold, like that being the catalyst of it, is that kind of like, how do you feel as far as like this being a signature moment?
You know, I'm only 25% of that relay. I tried to do my 25% the best I could, and I just wanted to do my part, and that's it.
Fellas, big swims today from both of you. Townley, 47.4, 48.0. How does this set you guys up for the 200 free tomorrow?
I think really well. I mean, obviously, you always want to be faster, but, I mean, coming home in 5-1, 5-2, we 4-9 is great. Yeah, I mean, jeez.
When did you learn how to sprint?
I have no idea. Eddie still asks me.
He's descending the hundreds, yeah.
What was it like for you to, last year and come in?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, each year I'm just kind of trying to chip down my times and, you know, have the steady progression. I mean, Caleb dropped 7/10 in the year, but, you know, kind of just steadily dropping the times, and it's really motivating to every year to get faster and faster.
Did you guys get a chance to watch any of the Katie Ledecky show?
Yeah, she's amazing as always.
I mean, amazing. The English language runs out of words to describe her, you know?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
When you guys talk about her, what do you say?
I don't know. It's one of those things where you see her so much.
You know, we have a little bit, probably more tunnel vision than that. You know, we're still riding high after, I think, winning in 2016. So, you know, to be able to try to continue that and bring that going forward for the years to come is important.
Nathan, what tell us a little about the atmosphere tonight you thought out there?
It's great. That was great. I think, you know, that's what we were all looking forward to. I mean, we walked into the stands and we saw how big they were and heard rumors that it was sold out, so we were all stoked to see what it was all about and see hungry, you know, get in the finals. That means it was going to be that much more exciting.
What did you think when you saw Bruno right there and right there, especially at the 50, was only a couple hundreds behind?
Oh, was he? I didn't. You know, it's not. I don't really pay attention to what's going on around me. It's neither here nor there. So that's all.
What have you learned about anchoring? You've gotten so good at anchoring relays. It's become so routine for you. So how have you kind of become so comfortable in that role over the past decade?
Practice. there's no, really no more to it. You know, you do it enough times, you kind of own your role, and you understand that what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.